Blog Talk Radio.
On tonight's episode of Confession Session,
we have a current update on the herpes case involving Usher. Miss America, Miss Teen USA, and Miss USA are all black beautiful queens. And Aisha Curry lets the world know how she feels about the groupies surrounding her husband. What's good, y'all? This is your host, Angel Vondrina.
And I'm your host, John Othello, and you're listening to the one and the only Confession Session.
Hey. What it do, John? What it do? You coming up here in a couple weeks. I'm super geek.
I'm not being to the Millville, the Milltown, the Milwaukee, you know, the home space, the homeland, you know, me.
And how many years?
You know, in years. Literally, what, 3 years I've not been home? So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, I'm going to baby sister's graduation. I couldn't miss that for the world. And, of course, you would have killed me if I did. So I'll be up there for this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to soak up where I'm from. You know, it's always good to go back home. But at the same time, you know, after a few days, I'd be like, all right, I'm ready to go back home now. Go back to my new home.
Oh,
North
yeah.
Carolina. But, no, I mean, it's just something about Milwaukee that I love. It's just very, like, I don't know how
it's
to.
It's the violence.
Like,
you like the violence.
To,
you know.
No, nigga, it's bigger than that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, like, something, Milwaukee to me is just, like, it does have its bad. It has a lot of bad. But there's also a lot of good to it as well. Like, it's just, I like our people. I feel like being from the Midwest, like, we're, like super nice, but at the same time, it's just, like, we don't go out of the way. Like, you know, in the South, it's like, these motherfuckers, like, be like, here, take my car. Here, you know, just have my life, whatever you need. But we just be like, hey, how you doing? You know, blah, 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 you know. And keep it moving. You know, we'll help you out, but y'all, we not getting in your business. We not going out the way. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I'm excited to go back home. Like, you know, I miss it. And it's going to be cool seeing everybody, my family, you know. And, yeah. How you doing, Ms. Angel Vondrina?
I've been doing all right. You know, my mom, she has my kids. So I'm a little, you know, lonely without them. But me and my husband, we've been making the best of it. My mom, she took them to Florida. Well, first she took them to Atlanta, Georgia. Then Florida, and now and then back to Atlanta, Georgia before they come home. And so they're going to be gone. They left on, we dropped them off Wednesday night. And, like, they'll be there all the way up until next week. So, like, we have, like, this whole week without the babies. And I'm like, scrolling through my photos, like, oh, my God, I miss my kids, all three of them, all three of my children. Like, you know, so. I mean, it's don't get me wrong, it's like a nice little, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, like a vacation or, you know, just some time off or whatever, but, you know, I'm not used to that type of shit, especially, like, my mom, she took my son, my oldest son, Giovanni, one time with my stepdad, for 11 days when, he was 11 months, you know, he came back walking, you know what I'm saying, like, type shit, so, you know, now my twins are 9 months. They just turned 9 months a couple of days ago. And my oldest son is 6 years old. He'll be 7 this year. And, like, this is now the second time in my life that my oldest son has been, you know, away from me at this long. And my twins ain't never been away from me this long. Well, I guess that's a lie because they were in the NICU. You know, we actually were sent home. So they were in the NICU away from us. But we can go and see them. You know, we came up there and fed them and seen them every day, so this is much different. But we've been FaceTiming them and stuff like that, so it's just been, I don't know. I'm just being a lame-ass mom, you know. But I have been getting a lot of housework done, a lot of cleaning done, a lot of fucking done, you know, so.
Not a lot of fucking
so,
done.
Yeah, a lot of fucking done, yeah, you know, a lot of sleep. So no more kids, though, trust me. But, yeah, it's just been lonely, you know what I'm saying? But it's been nice, too, so don't get me wrong. But other than that, guys, that's a whole lot. That's a whole lot, TMI. But yeah, everything else has been really smooth, and I've just been having a good time. But I guess, Sean, we can go ahead and go into our topic of the day, you know, after the sparkle.
All right, y'all. Confess your question. You were supposed to do your pitch, so why don't you do that first?
Listen, I know, but I was going to do it after the sparkle, so don't come at me like that, okay? Anyways, y'all, since Jenna went ahead and put me out there, all right, don't forget to make sure you guys check us out on Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, Anchor, and, of course, this podcast and blog talk. Send us those confessions at confessions2us@gmail.com. And don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Let us know what topics you like to hear and tag us in that drama. Now, Jean, go ahead and hit them with that confession question of the day after the sparkle.
Confession question. How important is it to be married by the age of 30 to you or your spouse? Again, how important is it to be married by the age of 30 to you or your spouse? And let's get started with those confessionals. It's Angel Vondrina.
All right, y'all. Okay, guys. So, according to thedailymail.com, Usher Herpes case is closed for good. After the accuser dropped $20 million lawsuit for a second time as they reached an amicable resolution, Usher reached a resolution with the woman accusing him of spreading herpes. Laura Helms' $20 million lawsuit was dropped, and the case was dismissed this week. As it was dismissed with prejudice, the judge is now closed, and him cannot refile. The lawyers on Georgia's woman's side and for Usher's called the agreement amicable. They would not say how much the money was involved in the settlement of the case. Helms first sued in 2017, then dropped a lawsuit months later, but refiled in 2018. Other women and a man have sued Usher for allegedly exposing them to herpes. As we have all heard, prior to Helms' lawsuit, it emerged Usher has paid $1.1 million to another woman in 2012, a celebrity stylist who accused him of giving her an STD, and then it was also claimed that he'd been infected since 2010, as we've mentioned to you all before. Another woman suing the Love in the Club singer named Quantasia Sharpton, which, you know, everybody know her. She had a lot of memes made about her. It's represented by high-profile lawyer Lisa Bloom. Sharpton claimed that while she did not contract herpes from Usher, he did expose her to it. And Usher, through his legal team, has denied all accusations against him, saying that he never had sex with any of his accusers. His lawyers noted that even if he engaged in activities he was accused of, he did so without the knowledge that he had a transmittable disease. Jim, what are your thoughts on what's going on with Usher, and how much do you think that he paid this woman to shut the fuck up?
So, basically, he is admitting that he has herpes. That's what I'm asking.
What did you say?
Is he admitting that he has herpes now?
There's no. He's not admitting that. He said that he is denying accusations against him. He's never actually specifically said anything about herpes within itself. But the case is not. I mean, but this right here, this statement, this piece of mail is not really revolving around Usher and what he has. It's more talking about how the suit was dropped from the woman who stated that she got herpes from him. So in my case, I mean, if a woman, she claims that she has herpes and she's offering $20 million and the suit has been dropped twice and, you know, she still obviously has these herpes, I feel like Usher, he just did not want to go through that whole trial situation. I personally feel like he does have herpes, especially after, you know, we talked about this, you know, a couple years ago, and listening to the gooey, green, oozy shit coming out of his penis and all of that stuff. I mean, you can't just make that shit up. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely feel like he does have herpes, and he just went ahead and he just, you know, went out, paid her that money, and then kept it moving.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if they were justified in whatever happened. So she's happy with the settlement of whatever he decided to give her, and she's going to shut the fuck up behind it, then yeah. I mean, I don't know how I would feel with and what I would want done to a person that has given me, a sexual transition that I couldn't get rid of. But, you know, hopefully she's now a very wealthy woman, and, you know, she's okay to move on. And, I mean, you can live your life with herpes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I just could not imagine, you know, every person I come in contact with having to explain that and then having them to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but don't get me wrong. I feel like it's probably easier for women, you know, because I've heard of guys knowingly having sex with women that have had herpes and they're okay with it, you know, not, and unprotected, might I add, you know, but,
wow.
Yeah. If you are beautiful, there's a lot of shit you can get away with. But I just don't know how I would handle wanting to deal with somebody that has given me something like that, like herpes or HIV. I probably wouldn't want them to suffer. But, you know, if a settlement and number was okay with to her, then that's it. You know, I'm not going to sit here and just be like, I want Usher to, you know, to thrive and people forget about this, because, I mean, what he did was despicable. You having sex, you know, with people who unwillingly know your status, you know, like, that's not cool. No matter how great an artist you are, like, he's very talented. Like, he is one of, you know, the great artists of our generation. But at the same time, you know, that's wrong. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't give a fuck who it is.
You
I'm
know.
Not trying to get herpes at the end of the day. So, I don't know how I feel. What about you, Ms. Angel Vondrina?
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. You know, it's just, it's crazy that, like, you know, it was just a number that was like, okay, well, let's just do this. Let's just keep it moving. This is fine. You know what I'm saying? It's really sad to me that overall she had to experience this, you know, and this is kind of what happened to her. But I'm glad that she's moving forward with it, and she's, like you said, she's going to be a wealthy woman, and that's pretty much it at the end of the day. But I definitely couldn't imagine either. I don't know what I would have done. And this is definitely not something that Usher should be forgotten about. You know, like, this, he should not be able to just move forward without consequences. And consequences always, all the time, it's not just, you know what I'm saying, oh, you have to pay for it. It shouldn't be just payment, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially when you Usher Raymond, you know, you have money. So I'm sure that was not nothing really to ditch out to her. But yeah, I just hope overall moving forward that people take this lesson, they learn from it, and then they, you know, they protect themselves. Or even if you are in the heat of the moment, you know, just stop and think, because every temptation is not good temptation. And nobody wants to be put in a situation where now they have to, like you said, explain themselves to everybody that they come in contact with why this happened, you know. So that's pretty much it for me, y'all. We're going to go ahead and move on to our next topic of the evening.
All right, y'all, next topic. And this is according to the Shade Room. Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to prioritize driving down the maternal mortality rate among Black women, and she already has a plan to do so. During an appearance at a conference in Houston last week, the presidential hopeful suggested that medical providers should be awarded with bonus funds for reducing the death rates among Black women during childbirth, which are 3 or 4 times higher than for white women, according to CNN. And if they don't, then they're going to have money taken away from them. I want to see the hospitals see it as their responsibility to address this problem head on and make it a first priority. The best way to do that is to use money to make it happen, because we got to have change, and we got to have change now, Warren said. Her plan, which she discussed for the first time at the She the People conference in Texas, Texas, was greeted with sustained applause in a room largely filled by women of color. Warren also tweeted about her plan, crediting activists for pushing the issue into the mainstream of national politics. His healthcare workers, healthcare providers, I'm sorry, and their wallets, she tweeted, make it unacceptable for providers to tolerate our high rates of moms dying, especially black moms. We've done this in other areas of healthcare. Let's do it here, Warren added in another post. If providers deliver quality care to black moms, they'll make more. If they don't, they'll make less. Don't just observe and debate racism in healthcare. Make providers pay until this crisis is fixed. Warren is one of the top contenders looking to secure the Democratic nomination for the 2020 presidential election. In addition to this plan, she is also a proponent for education and wants to forgive student loans for thousands while also making public colleges free in America. What do you think about this, Ms. Angel Bondrina?
I think it sounds like a good-ass idea. I think I like her, you know. And I think we've talked about this before on the show. I know personally I never knew how serious being a black woman, how serious it was with the rate of women, you know, dying in hospitals or not being treated fairly, you know, like white women would be treated. I do know that I had a horrible, horrible experience that made me never want to have kids again when I had my first son. He was 41 weeks, and so obviously he was past due. And, you know, I went in there expecting to have a regular birth and ended up having a C-section. And I'm telling you, like, the woman who was checking on his head was just jamming her damn fingers in me to, you know, see if I was dilating, which I never did dilate more than 2 centimeters. She, like, they kept putting this other, like long line in me. I don't know what it did, but I guess it was checking the Giovanni's head, which ultimately left this large lump on his damn head when he came. And then, like, I'm not sure if you all men or women are aware, but also I had to get a catheter in me because, you know, I had a C-section. And, like, when the catheter came out, like, the bitch kind of, like, pulled it out, like, didn't even bust the bubble. Like, so the catheter, there's a bubble in there to pretty much prevent you from, you know, to get the pee flowing through the bag and everything like that. And, like, I'm telling you, like, that shit hurts so bad. I still feel it today. Whereas when I had my twins, I was so scared because, they once again, I had C-section again. And they had to put the catheter in me. And I was so fucking scared. I was talking to her, like, I was like, well, is this going to hurt? And she's like, it shouldn't hurt. And I'm like, well, I had this done before, and it hurt it so bad. And, like, she took it out, and no pain at all. I was like, I just felt a little pop, like a bubble, and that was it. And I was in shock, like, you know what I'm saying? That's really one of the main reasons why I never wanted to have another baby, not because of the epidural or the experience, well, really the experience, too, but because of the damn catheter issue, you know what I'm saying? That's very minuscule compared to people dying. You know, women dying. So I think that this is absolutely amazing, especially with student forgiveness, loan forgiveness. Please, Lord, forgive me, because I'm trying to let you know the loans are stacking up with this MBA program, and I'm sure going to need some damn loan forgiveness. So I'm not really sure how much control she has over all it is, but with good people in the White House and people that's actually willing to sacrifice and don't care about other individuals or how negative people they may be, you know what I'm saying, due to what positivities you are trying to do, it just makes me really want to look at her background and really think about who I'm going to vote for in this next election. I'm pretty excited about it, and I love what she's representing. Jim, what are your thoughts?
I'm excited for this election, too, because we definitely need a change from your president, Ms. Angel Bondrina, your president, okay? But I think it's, like, dope, you know. I have listened to, you know, some of Elizabeth Warren's stances before, and I agree with them. And honestly, over all the candidates, even Kamala Harris, and, you know, I know that my vote will go to Elizabeth Warren. Like, I feel like a lot of times, you know, we look at wanting to get a black candidate in house, but they may not have the same views as us. You know,
Yeah.
Personally, this is off topic. I had experience with a black guy yesterday, and it really, I don't want to go into detail, but it kind of, it shocked me, because I was just like, wow, there are really still niggas out here like that in 2019. There are still black people that want to be the only black person in the room. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just like, after all this, after everything we deal with President Trump, and, you know, there's still motherfuckers out here who realize, want to assimilate and want to deny who they are and want to, you know what I'm saying, down you for being them, you know? So I don't agree with the just voting for a black person just because they're black, because all skin folk ain't kin folk. We have said that a million one times. I have voted against black people in local elections for a white person because the white person was saying something that made more sense, and I'm glad I did, because I live in Elm County, and everything, and right now I'm happy. You know, I'm seeing more black police officers. You know, we got a black police chief. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just
okay,
like,
all right.
You know, like, it's just certain shit, and you think by getting, you know, a black person, they're going to understand where you're coming from, but they're not, because this black person is in a different circumstance than you are. They are a government official, for one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then for two, like, they have those connections, so even if they were to get pulled over, all you got to say is, I'm Governor so-and-so. And they're like, compared to my black
man. You damn right.
So I feel like, yeah, being black is a plus, but you have to make sure that this person is aligning with what you believe in. And I feel like out of all the candidates right now, above Joe Biden, all that shit, Elizabeth Warren has been the only one that has publicly spoken about black issues. She's the only candidate that says, I'm going to fight for reparations. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm voting for her.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's kind of what Charlamagne the God was talking about, too. That's kind of like what Charlamagne the God was talking about, too, when he was like, you know, like, what are your plans for the black people? What are your plans for the black cultures? Like, when he had these candidates coming to the Breakfast Club, this is like one of the main questions he asked. And if they don't have a plan, he's like, okay, well, moving on.
And then, like, with Kamala Harris, too, or I forget the light-skinned dude, what is his name? And it was like, they talked about it, but to me, it was bullshit. It was still, like, no solid, you know.
Yeah.
And it was like, so are you for are
yeah,
you
because,
for
because they want to get white
voters,
too.
But so-and-so. But Elizabeth Warren is the only candidate that has spoken publicly saying that we have been wrong in this country, and she wants to make a change with that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. That's all he said, y'all. Go ahead. Make some change.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I love Kamala. 100%. I love everything she's doing. And I'm proud of her sister out here winning. But, so, I don't know. I need somebody fighting for my rights at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And Elizabeth Warren is doing that. And she's ready to do
that. She ain't scared. I'm going to let you know. She ain't scared at all. And with that being said, guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to our next topic. All right, you guys, next topic. So according to Essence.com, Jada Pinkett Smith is bringing even more black families to her table in the new season of Red Table Talk, which kicks off Monday. And on the season premiere of the Daytime Emmy Award-nominated Chat Fest, Aisha Curry pulls up a chair and gets candid about how she deals with women consistently surrounding her husband, NBA superstar Stephen Curry. Stephen is very nice by nature. He's very talkative, the author and chef said. Everything is always very, very friendly, and sometimes to the point where I'm like, I'm a grown woman. So I'll just insert myself. I'll be like, hello, how are you? The ladies will always be lurking, hoping for their moment and waiting, she said. But for me, I honestly hate it. The mother of the three admitted that she's okay with it now, but it took a while to become comfortable with the situation. Jen, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I get it. Like, I get it.
Hell yeah.
You are with a boss nigga, you know, an attractive
boss.
On top of, you know, like, people are thirsty and they want to take your spot and they feel like, you know, they see what that person is doing for you and they want that, you know, so, like, and she has a right to feel that way. Like, she can tell, like, somebody that's just being a fan and just excited compared to somebody that's just like, oh, I'm
being a hoe.
And I'm going to try.
Exactly.
But I'm saying, so, I mean, now she probably knows, if anything, he's going to have enough. I mean, Steph Curry don't come across to me like he's a cheater, you know, but I mean.
But you never know. There's a lot of niggas out here that call hearts as a damn cheater.
But at the same time, I feel like if he was to cheat on her, he would have enough respect to not do shit in her face. So she probably knows, like, even if a bitch is all over him and she's beautiful and blah, 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 he's not going to disrespect me. So why would I even trip or feel some type of way? You know, so.
Yeah.
I think that takes maturity, but I get everything that she's saying. Like,
yeah.
I mean, the bitches out here are treacherous. Like, we have seen that. It was a girl who ended up being like, didn't she get arrested for being like an escort or running an escort agency or some shit like that? And it was like, she was front row at the Knicks, or not the Knicks game. She was front row at the Warriors game. And she was like, doing the most, like absolutely doing the most.
Well,
everybody's like, wow, girl, like, what are you doing? Like, do you remember that? It was some light skinned girl. And she's beautiful. You don't remember that?
Oh, wait. What was she doing?
She was
you
like,
know, the chick who was trying to come after Stephen Curry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. Yep.
You know, so it's just like,
yep,
I'm
I remember
sure she's had to deal with that a multitude of times. You know what I'm saying? From all walks. Probably some of his players' girls at the time and shit like that. So I feel like today, the basketball player, this is probably something she has to deal with. But her being honest about herself, you know.
I agree.
Go ahead.
I just feel like it just sucks, though. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. Like, yeah, you know, this is the type of shit you're going to have to deal with. But, you know, I appreciate the fact, like you said, that she's being honest. But not only even that, the fact that she, you know, when she feels somebody being a little too friendly with her husband, she says, hey, I'm a grown woman. Let me just step in. You know, because I know for a lot of women, that is difficult to do. Like me personally, I like to sit down and look back and observe the scene and see what the fuck going on. And, like, you know, let me pay attention. You know, because...
Like, that's something, like, being a gay man is something I have to deal with. It's just, like, it's a thin line from looking crazy and insecure or being like, bitch, you know you're doing the most. Why is you trying it? Like you know what I'm saying? So that's why I, a lot of times, unless you if you physically put your hand or you physically are, like, complimenting and doing all that, then I might say something. But you staring a little bit too long or you want to sit and have a conversation, I'm just like, in my head, I'll be like, wow, this it's gross, you know, but I'm not going to say anything about it because I'm not worried. I'm not worried about it, but it is annoying to me because I feel like, bitch, why are you trying it? Like, you have no chance at all. Like, why would you even come and try to disrespect right now? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's pretty much
I agree 100%. Yeah. And that's pretty much it, you guys. We're going to go ahead and move on to our final topic of the evening.
All right, y'all. Final topic. For the first time in history of the pageant, three black women won the crowns in the Miss America, Miss USA, and Miss Teen USA competitions in the same year. Nia Franklin was crowned 2019 Miss America in September 2018. Then Kaylee Garris was crowned 2019 Miss Teen USA. And on Thursday, Chesley Chris was crowned 2019 Miss USA. According to Essence, both Chris and Garris wore their hair and natural styles for the competition. In an interview with Refinery29,
Garrett said that she chose to wear her natural curls because she was able to send a message. I know what I look like with straight hair with extensions and with my curly hair, and I feel more confident and comfortable with my natural hair, Garrett said. Being able to spread the message of diversity, being yourself and being confident in your curly natural hair is something that I'm really looking forward to with my new national title. In addition to being Miss USA, Chris is also a lawyer who is certified to practice law in two states. According to CNN, she has an MBA law degree from Wake Forest. Yes! Oh, so she's North Carolina, okay. And an undergraduate degree from the University of South Carolina. Chris works pro bono to help provide legal aid for prisoners. Neil Franklin, who represented New York, is an opera singer. She works with arts advocacy programs to help bring music to children. During the Miss America pageant in September, she explained why music was always important to her. I grew up at a predominantly Caucasian school, and there was only 5% minority. And I feel out of place so much because of the color of my skin, Franklin said. But growing up, I found my love of art and through music that helped me to feel positive about myself and about who I was. Presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris praises three women on Instagram following Christ's crowning. What a tremendous moment for these young, successful women making their own path on their own terms. Truly amazing to see, Senator Harris wrote. Mia, Chesley, and Kaylee, you are trailblazers, creating your own path on your own terms. Congratulations. Are you happy that three black women won these beauty pageants, Ms. Angel Vontrina?
You know damn well I'm happy about that. Now, I know there's a whole lot of people that's pissed off about it, but guess what? Angel Vontrina is not one of them. I'm happy. I'm proud. They are beautiful. They're beasty. They are doing positive things. They're wonderful role models. They're not sitting up there saying nigga, you know what I'm saying, and not, you know what I'm talking about, Miss Teen, who was using the words and doing the most, being ugly. And overall, I'm just excited, and this is definitely something that has, this is life-changing. You know, this is something that we've never seen before, so it is truly amazing, especially because all three of these women are doing spectacular things, you know, so it's exciting to see that all three of them, they're not, you know, mixed, they're not like, these are some beautiful black queens. You can look at them and tell where they come from, you know, so it's amazing, and I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to see, you know, more black women.
They are mixed or not, because I definitely, two of them definitely look biracial to me.
Well, they can be biracial, but if you look at them, you know that they're black women, you know.
Black is black. You got 1% in you, or you got 100% in you, you know, because we ain't, all of us ain't 100% African. And you appreciate it, you're proud of it. That's one thing that I think is dope. I will say I feel that it is amazing that, you know, women, like three black women that are true to themselves, and the fact that they wanted to embrace their diversity.
I agree.
Is dope as fuck.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
And also, you know, it's not them, like America recognizing that, you know, black women are the most beautiful, the most talented. It's not surprising to me. Like, this is something that I've always known, you know, but if you look at it, a lot of times when you look at these pageants and shit like that, they all look the same. They all literally look the same. Like, they're not, to me, they're pretty. But I think being pretty and drop-dead gorgeous and beautiful is different. And you looking at somebody with bleach blonde hair, blue eyes, a tight body, you know, nice size tits. Like, to me, that doesn't describe you as being beautiful. Now, if you look like, what's her name, Margot Robbie? Okay, I get it. You can be blonde and blue eye, and that's a beautiful girl. That's a beautiful white woman. Like, you know what I'm saying? But the majority of the time, to me, they be looking basic as fuck. You know, so for them to recognize and see that the rarity of our beauty, you know, I think it's cool. I'm not sitting here and wanting to applaud them because this is something I always knew and it's something that we know, you know, but I think it's dope that it is recognized, you know. And maybe it could be just the time, you know, the sign of the times. You know, they want to be politically correct and they're just like, let's put some black women, you know, in positions of power or recognize them, but you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them, and I hope they, you know, take it all the way. Child, shit. We still got, you know, the first Miss what? Miss America, Miss USA, I don't know. Miss USA, Kenya Moore, still. How old is she? She pushing 50, mm-hmm. still a bad bitch. So come on. Where's the Miss USA that you fired a year afterwards? What's she look like now? Let's see. Let's see. Does she look like Kenya Moore? I doubt it. I highly doubt it. Okay? But that's it.
I agree. 100%, General Dello. I agree. All right, guys, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and move on to our confession question of the day. Okay, guys, so confession of question of the day. How important is it to be married by the age of 30 to you or to your spouse? Jen, do you or your fiance think that it's very important to be married by the time you turn 30 years old?
Not at all. Not at all. I think we want to be married by the time of our accomplishments and, you know, that we are comfortable in a space and we're not going into our marriage with stress and worry. That, like, that's the big thing. Like, Chris wants to, you know, he's a nurse now. He wants to become a nurse and then eventually go to CRNA school. I want to be an entrepreneur and I want to pursue I'm not going to talk about it, but I want to pursue what I want to pursue, and I want that to happen. When we come into our marriage, we want to be established, successful, no stress, you know, just a good time and happy with each other, you know. And I think it's good to build, but I feel like we're building now. We're building now as, you know, fiancés, you know. I don't care if I'm engaged to him for – you know, the next year or the next 10 years. You know, maybe when I'm pushing like 37, I'll probably be like, all right, now, we've been engaged for the, you know, 12 years now. What are we doing? What's going on? But I don't think, I'm not pressed. You know, I don't think that I'll, like, I'm not looking at it as a certain time. It is things that I want to accomplish. I do want to have children. I do want to have my own natural children. I do want him to have his own natural children. You know, I want us to raise a family. I want us to be successful, you know, financially and also just in life, like just happy with each other. But other than that, I mean, I don't care when that comes. You know, it can come tomorrow. It can come 10, 15 years from now. I'm okay with that. What about you, Miss Angel? I mean, you married now, but what do you think?
But I still don't think that it's important to be it's important to be married by the age of 30. It's just I see so many people on Facebook on my timeline, and it's like people I feel like are rushing to be that wife, you know, or be that person that's throwing this big wedding. And honestly, I seen something today, and I posted it because I was so, you know, I was like, this is deep. And I feel like people are in love with the thought of, you know what I'm saying, having a wedding or, you know, seeing that
that's
big wedding than they are.
I feel like, not to cut you off, but I feel like a lot of times us, you know, motherfuckers really in love because we don't even want to have a wedding. Like, you know what I'm saying? You and Sam didn't even have a wedding. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, we want this union. And if y'all want to have a little party afterwards, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to get caught up in all that shit. Like, even, and that's why I talked to Chris about, I was like, even if we do have a wedding, I want to have some big shit. I want it to be nice. I want it to be lavish. But I want to invite the world because I don't fuck with the world. I know a lot of people. I'm cool with a lot of people. But as far as my family, as far as my close friends, and I told Chris, I was like, it's maybe 15, 20 motherfuckers. From me personally, that I feel like has to be there. I know hundreds of people, and I'm cool with hundreds of people, but in real factuality, I fuck with maybe 15 people, including my immediate family. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to do all that. If that's what, you know, everybody else will do, that's fine. But I feel like I just want to celebrate my union, and have a good time, But we ain't got to do all this extra shit, you know.
Yep. And I agree 100%. And that's why, like, with my little sister, too, I talk to her often about it all the time. She just be like, you know, I want to, you know, I want you to do this in my wedding. I want this to be in my wedding. I want this and that. And I'm like, girl, where you getting all this wedding money from? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's stupid. Take your ass down to the courthouse, because at the end of the day, it's not about all the people that's going to see you get married. I don't give a fuck. I had the people who mattered the most in my lives at my wedding. You know what I'm saying? So those people, they were there. They came. You supported. And you left. It was not this huge, big out, you know, outpour of crap. And honestly, you know, I don't really even want to go to no type of shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, it's, unless you are like a staff, it's like my auntie Devona, you know, who she's the director at a law firm, you know, at a large law firm. She had a beautiful wedding. You know, she did it right. She worked her way at Taco Bell, bro, through college, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she got married, had kids a few years after she got married, and she did it the right way, you know, and her wedding was beautiful. I mean, it was crazy. You know, me, on the other hand, hell, I ain't got $100,000 to spend on a goddamn wedding. I'm damn sure ain't taking out no loans to spend on no wedding. I'd rather go ahead and take that money and go on a trip. And that's what I did. You know, mm-hmm. Went on a trip, had a good time, and nigga, guess what? I'm still married now, and I still have those memories. And if me and my husband, we want to renew our vows, we can do that when we get more money and we want it to be something bigger. But right now, you know, you 25, you 26, you 30. Like, why are you trying to have this huge-ass wedding when you ain't even got a house? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even, you still paying on a car note, but you want a big-ass wedding. Like, that shit don't even make no damn sense. Like, let's get your shit established first and then go ahead and get what you want. And I'm just trying to even say, like, people, they should be all together, but, like, don't be sitting up there, you know what I'm saying, trying to make it, trying to appease other people when they don't give a fuck about you. You paying for all this goddamn food. You paying for these people wedding dresses. You paying for all of this shit. And don't dare tell me that I'm going to your goddamn wedding and going to have to pay for my own wedding dress. I'm my own little fucking, you know, bride. Like, you better not say no shit like that to me.
Say that one more time. Say it loud.
I'm just letting you know, like, you ain't gonna invite me to your damn wedding, be a part of the wedding, and I'm buying my own shit. All right,
buy
I'm
your
not buying
own dress,
a dress.
Buy your own flight, paying for your hotel room. What the fuck? No. This is to celebrate
right.
You. I gotta pay all this money to celebrate you, and I gotta buy you a gift on top of that. That was like,
right.
I just got fucked up. Like, they really have fucked up. Like, if you can't do that. And we talked about it last year. You know, we had a conversation about birthday. And I remember mm-hmm. I had watched this YouTube video, and people were like, this guy, Funky Doniva, I love Funky Doniva. And he was saying mm-hmm. how people want to have lavish birthday parties and want to go to expensive restaurants, but then want somebody to pay for their bill, then want to split the check. And he was saying, motherfuckers got to buy an outfit, pay for your bill. No. If you can't do it, then don't do it. If you can't afford
yeah.
to, if I'm in your wedding and you can't afford to get my tux rented, if you can't afford to provide airfare and at least not even airfare, at least hotel accommodation, then
mm-hmm.
You're not ready.
At least have a big ass wedding. Like, just go to the courthouse. Now you ain't got to worry about nobody. Now, when they come to the courthouse, they already had that shit because it's right up the goddamn street. Wow, look at that problem solved.
Well, hey, people be having, I'm so glad you said that, because people be having the game fucked up. They be like, yeah, we doing all this, we working, you going to be stressed out right with me, and you paying for it. No. That's not how it's supposed to go. That's not how it's supposed to go.
Yep.
You not nowhere. And it's okay.
Yep.
Like, all right. Like,
you're right. Especially when it's time to go out of town. I hate that type of shit. Like, oh, okay, you gotta come out of town. It's $1,200 a person, huh? $1,200 to watch you get married?
They want to have a destination wedding. They want to have a destination wedding, and then have you pay for every damn thing. Like,
right.
This is
and
the
you
price
know that's
for
how
hotel.
It is too.
This is the price for the dress. This is the price for the flight. Like, no, bitch, no, it don't work like that.
And Jay, you know that's how it is. People, they get discounts based off the number of people that's coming. So they get these packages, these discount packages. And it's like, okay, well, if you get 30 people to come at $1,200, everything for you is free. Well, you're probably only gonna get one person, okay, and that's your mama. Because I know my black ass is not paying no $1,200 to watch you get married, pay for my dress, go all out of town, be ugly. I'm not even driving to Chicago, okay? Now, it's a whole different story, you know what I'm saying, if it's a different person. So, and I just want to make this clear. Only person that I would actually go out of town for, okay, and it's only one person, y'all, just let you know. Only person I would actually go out of town for, get my dress, pay for my flight, do all of the above to see get married is Jun. It's because and he did it for me.
But nigga, come
Jun
on now.
Did it for
but
me.
You know, I would. But you know,
but
I
would.
But you know, I wouldn't even do that.
I know you wouldn't. But even if you like, when you get married, you know what I'm saying. You're not gonna come all the way to Milwaukee to get married when your home is, you know what I'm saying, is in Carolina. So yeah, I'm coming there. You know what I'm saying. No matter what, like, oh, Angelica, I get married tomorrow. Okay, well, bitch, let me get my plane today. I don't know how I'm gonna get it, nigga, but I'll be there. You know what I mean? So no matter what, I know for a fact, because you literally, like, nigga, came for a day, came to the courthouse, looked at me with your skinny ass, looking ugly as hell, you know what I'm saying, with your suit and your tuxedo on, you know, and watched me get married. And I have it on camera. That's a wonderful memory, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and I appreciate that, because you don't come around friends, family. You know what I'm saying? That's like, hell, my own family in town didn't even come, you know what I'm saying, to my wedding. So I definitely appreciated that, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have many people there. My mom, my dad, Giovanni, my sister, you, my brother, you know what I'm saying, and my husband, family, you know what I'm saying? So that was great, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely you know, you got me and Sam. We there, nigga. We definitely there. But other than that, fuck everybody else, because I'm not coming. Hell, definitely my own shit.
What you said, Tia Marie? I ain't got it, nigga.
Shit, hell, most of the time I don't even want to go to people's weddings, even if it is in town. So I'm trying to let you know. Hell, if I gotta pay for something on my own, all right. Hell, gas better not be high either that day. You know what I'm saying? Because it's definitely gonna be a wrap. I will be at home. Okay, so I'm being so petty right now, but that's pretty much it, you guys. Before we end the show this evening, Jun, is there anything that you'd like to confess your love for?
Yes, so I want to confess my love for somebody who's always, you know, music has always meant so much to me, and I feel like does mm-hmm. not get enough credit. You know, and I feel like that 10, 15, 20 years from now, she's going to be one of our legends that are still out here doing it and continues to put out countless records of just incredible, just mind-blowing music, and she stays true to herself, and that is Miss Fantasia Barrino. Like, the other day, I was, this was maybe 2 nights ago, and I was on YouTube. You know, I was hanging out with my friends, I got home, and I randomly was just like, because, you know, when I go to sleep, I go to sleep, listen to podcasts, either nature sounds or podcasts. Like, that's what helps me sleep. Mm-hmm. I like to hear something in the background, but not something that's, like, chaotic. Like, I don't like to hear music, or I don't like to hear, you know, anything of that sort. So I was on YouTube, and, you know, now with the analytics, like, it suggests stuff that you would like, stuff that, based on things that you watched before, you would enjoy. So I saw Fantasia Barrino's new music video had popped up. It's called Enough. And I watched it, you know, just to be like, okay, I'm gonna just watch it and to see what it's like. And I'm gonna go to bed, and when I tell you, I was blown away, Angel. Like when that song is incredible. Like I really feel like Enough is the We Belong Together of her career. Like I really feel like it's like the I'm Back, like it's just a powerful ballad. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it just shows like what it means to be in love. And to me, I just love the like Fantasia's emotion. You know, like is like and how it's like provoked in her music. Like it's so psycho to say, but I cry, you know, and I don't do that. But if a song is good enough, like it really will bring tears to my eyes. Like I guess I love music that much, but it's just like if I hear a song and it's only been two artists that have made me cry, and that's Prince and it was Fantasia, and it was a song by Fantasia called Teach Me. I can't remember if I think it's called Back to. I don't remember, but she had an album, but she had a song called like Teach Me, and that had me in tears too, because she was like, she was professional love, just like to teach me how to love you, like just show me what I need to do, like so I can love you, and I was bawling, and it was the same shit, Angel, the same shit. I listened to Enough, and I was just like, this woman is incredible, and she do not get enough shine, and I don't get it, like. I was listening. I was like, "This is a hit. Like, this is literally like a throwback to the '90s. Like, just something that we're not hearing today. Something that has been missed, you know." But when I tell you, check it out, listen to it after we end the show and we have our little conversation. Please listen to the song. Go listen to the song. Watch the video, and you're gonna be in your chest.
Okay.
You are going to be in your chest. And then she did the. Cause you know she got big lips, so I think it was like another thing that made me cry.
What was it called again, Jen?
The song is called Enough, but watch the video. But she had hit this note, and towards the end of the song, and her lips trembled. So that's when I started bawling because. Because Chris is really passionate and like he's really upset and I can tell he's about to cry, like his lips will tremble because he got big lips too.
Oh
so,
my god,
like,
you annoying!
I was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds funny, but it's just like it made me think of how you know, like hurting his feelings or you know anything like. And so it just made me, like, when I seen her, like, hit that note and her lips are, I just started bawling. So I was just like, this bitch is just
oh my
everything.
God.
Everything. Like, she literally is just, we got to put respect on Fantasia's name. That's all I'm saying. But I just want you to listen to the song and check it out, watch the video.
Well, I got to pull it up now. I got to pull it up now. So I'm going to definitely check it out. My thing is this, so... I don't have anything to confess my love for this evening, but I want to go ahead and just kind of expound on Fantasia's Enough. So,
I'm listening.
He doesn't get a complexion.
You said, you know, what? Go ahead.
Do you not think because of her skin color, her complexion?
Yes, of course. That is the number one reason why she is not popping. Like,
yeah.
That is the number one. Fantasia is a legend. Like, she's going to be one of our legends. Like, come on. Like I'm just, 20 years from now, Fantasia's still going to be performing. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, it is what, like, you can look at artists and you can tell. Beyonce going to be around. Who else gonna be around 20 years from now?
Rihanna.
But Fantasia gonna be around 15-20 years from now.
Rihanna gonna be around
and Fantasia gonna be around. Like they need to put some respect on her name. Like they need to.
Yeah, Fantasia got a real good she got a good voice. So you know, we all know that. So, and, you know, she definitely has, in the show,
I want you to watch that video first and, like, watch it in full effect, focus on it, and then call me, and we're going to have our conversation afterwards, okay? That's what I want you to do.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. So, guys, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and end our show this evening. Thank you all so much for tuning in and listening in to our show this evening. You all can expect to hear from us on a Sunday at the same time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. And we want to hear from you. So don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Tag us in that drama and send us those confessions at confessionthenumber2us@gmail.com. This is your host, Angel Vandrina.
And this is your host,
Jenna
Mello. And you are listening to the one and the only Confessions.